Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Abby, come on!
Oh, God, Owen, I don't know if we can get much further in this snow.
I know, no, but we need to get to the studio. Come on, come on.
Owen, I can't even see where the sidewalk stops. How are we going to cross the street safely?
Oh, you're right. Okay, I don't know, what about, look, there's a cabin.
Oh, there is a cabin right here in the middle of Copenhagen.
Would he go in there and take some shelter?
I don't see any other choice, Owen.
I'll just check if it's open. It's open. Come on, come in.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. This is a beautiful, warm, toasty cabin.
Oh, there's a fire lighting.
Oh my gosh. Are these floors teak?
Wow. This is really quite plush for a cabin.
Really? Everything is a little bit, small.
Yeah. Like, very small.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to say very small, because for you, it's kind of normal sized, I think.
Fair enough.
But for me, I would say, yeah, really small.
Maybe someone small lives here. Maybe someone smaller than me lives here.
Owen, is this your house?
No, Abby, this is not my house.
Smaller than you.
It's my house.
Oh, my God! No!
Who said that?
I did.
Hi. Hi, I'm so sorry we just came into your small house. I'm Abby.
Hi, I'm Owen, and who are you?
I'm the Nisser.
Hi, the Nisser. Is it okay if we're in here? We were just out in the storm and we couldn't see where we were going, and it didn't feel safe to be out there anymore.
Well, you're in here now, aren't you? So, I mean, it's kind of a mute point.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, come on. It's Christmas. Come on in. Come. Oh. Sit down on my tiny little bench.
Oh, thank you so much. This is great. This is just like squatting.
Warm yourself by the fire.
Oh, it is. It's a nice size fire.
Yeah, yeah. Why do you have such a big house when you're so small?
Well, you know, we everybody has to get out to the property ladder sometime. And, you know, I had a friend who had this Andale, and I thought maybe I could get in on it.
Oh my gosh! So this is an Eindumsbully.
It's a magical one.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm an elf.
That's the kind I could afford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Oh, that's great.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, we were just on our way to the studio. We make a podcast, and
yeah, you might have heard of it. It's called the CIC Show. My name's Owen, and I'm Irish. And this is Abby, my co-host. And
hi.
Abby's American. And we have another host, Marius, but I think we lost him in the storm. Have you seen him?
Not since that storm started.
No.
Oh, okay. So what's your podcast about?
Well, it's about living in Denmark and the things that happen to us here.
Yeah, and life in Scandinavia as well. And we talk about lots of stuff, really.
I guess we're going to probably talk about meeting a real Nissa.
Yeah, definitely we're going to have to bring this up.
Do you have a name, Nissa? Or is it just like you just go by the Nisser?
Yeah.
Yeah? You got it? What's your name?
Phil.
So nice to meet you, Phil.
Thank you. Do you like my big hat?
Love your... It's so tall.
And my beard...
Yeah, so pointy.
And I know it looks like I can't see you because my hat's so low, but I can make I'm making eye contact with you now.
Oh, that's really good to know. I'm glad you told me.
That's all right. Okay, so what were you going to do in the studio?
We were going to record our podcast today, weren't we, Owen?
It was going to be the Christmas special. Mm. It was like this was our gift to everybody at Christmas, but it looks like we can't even get to the studio now.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, now that you're here, you might as well wait out the worst of the storm. Maybe we can have a conversation like you do on the podcast.
Okay. I mean, I guess we could.
Maybe we should talk about all the things we're grateful for here in Denmark.
Abby, Jesus, don't. Why are you laughing?
He's just so small. You can't see his eyes. That's a bit. Because his head is coming over the.
I'm right here. I can hear you. This is like.
His voice is so high pitched.
I mean, you're not even hiding it.
Abby, this is really rude.
I'm sorry. It's because I think it's because the bench is so low that I'm sitting in the lounge just kind of.
Right, you know what? Maybe you could spend some
no,
time.
No. Oh, Phil, I'm so sorry. Okay, so, yeah. Phil, I'm so sorry. Okay. Honestly, I think I might have an allergy to something in here. I feel.
There's a lot of almonds in the kitchen.
Yeah, I have an allergy to kitchens.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm so sorry, Phil. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to have an outburst.
That's
like
all
that.
Right.
I really appreciate you having us over.
Okay. So anyway, I was saying maybe we should talk about. Life in Denmark and say what we're grateful for that's happened maybe over the year or what we're looking forward to.
That's a great idea.
I mean, sure. It sounds like a nice way to sit by a fire and do that.
Mm-hmm. I've got some glug.
Abby, my God, would you stop? I'm so sorry, Phil.
I'm so sorry, Phil.
I get it. It's kind of ridiculous, but, you know.
Thank you, Phil. That's.
Oh wow.
That's really nice.
No, yeah. It's, thank you so much. And this is amazing. I love to drink out of a tiny mug.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Abby, let's start with you. What are you grateful for Denmark for? For that's
wow,
a weird sentence.
There's so many things. I mean, just it's funny you ask this, Phil, because just last night, I was thinking that I'm grateful for this podcast. I really am. I'm grateful for the CIC podcast. Last night, something incredible happened to me.
Okay.
I was at a comedy show. I'm a stand-up comedian, Phil.
Okay, now I get the laughing.
Yes,
all right, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we do. We stand up there and we laugh. And laugh and laugh. And I went in to the show and somebody greeted me and was like, Abby, hey, Abby, come sit here. And I was like, hi. And this person was sitting with a friend of mine. And I was like, I said hi to my friend. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Where did we meet? Mm-hmm. And he said, we haven't met. I listen to your podcast. I said, what? And he goes, yeah, you're Abby from the CIC Show podcast. I wanted you to know I'm a listener. It's not just Debbie. That's what he said.
Oh, wow.
Because Debbie, as you know, is you don't know, Phil, but Debbie is the one listener we know listens because she comments on Facebook posts and is the best person in all of Denmark.
Thank you. Honestly, if it wasn't for Debbie, we would – not know what was. No, that's not true. Debbie is definitely it's the echo chamber. When we say something, Debbie lets us know what we've said. Is it right or wrong?
And I just want to say that, like, I am grateful for Debbie.
Yeah.
And now I'm grateful for Roger.
Yeah, Roger.
Roger and
Hello,
Debbie.
Roger.
Yeah,
Roger. Thank you for I mean, I know Roger's not here in the cabin with us, but I'm grateful for Roger, too.
Isn't it incredible?
Well, I like the sound of Roger, too.
Well, you're kind of stepping on Earth's toes now, Phil, but
well, I'm just trying to be part of it.
Okay, that's fine. I'm that's great news. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm really happy for everybody who listens. Thank you so much. And anybody who writes, double thank you.
I would say that my New Year's resolution
is
that anytime somebody informs me that they listen to the podcast, if they use the code word, it's not just Debbie or it's not just Debbie and Roger, I will add their name to the list of listeners. And every time we talk to our listeners, I will directly address you. If you either comment on our Facebook post or say to me in real life that you listen, I will consistently address you during the podcast.
So it's like a Patreon, except nobody's paying.
Nobody's paying.
you just communicate with us.
Communicate in real to life us that you listen
and,
to the podcast.
And you get your name said on the podcast.
The password is... It's not just Debbie and Roger.
For 10% off.
And then I will directly... Well, it's not just Debbie and Roger. Oh, Phil. Okay. It's not just Debbie and Roger and Phil.
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, I really felt like it was cool.
Yeah. I love hearing those things.
Do people say things like that to you?
Occasionally. Really rarely.
I've never heard anyone say occasionally with the O so pronounced. It really threw me.
Occasionally. What am I trying to emphasize there?
What do they say?
I've had people come up and be like, you're the guy from the podcast.
Also, I wasn't sure how. I mean, I guess because if they follow us on Instagram, we post pictures. But yeah. I was like, how would you even know?
The voice. when I'm walking around Copenhagen with my loudspeaker, with my is it what loudspeaker, those things?
A megaphone.
When I'm walking around my megaphone, yeah. They're like, "Shut up, the guy from the podcast."
Yeah, like, shut up! I'm trying to listen to the podcast. Yeah.
I'm grateful for how pretty Denmark is when it snows.
Really pretty.
It's amazing. I know we're in a crazy snowstorm at this very moment in this cabin with Phil. Hey, thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I'm here. All right, Phil. We're either get involved or sit outside. Make a choice.
Make a big choice.
I'm thinking. All right. He's going to get back to us, I think.
Did you just pat Phil on the head? You flattened his whole hat out.
Sorry, Phil. Sorry. No. I was just waving my arm.
Oh God.
It happens. I was around North Zealand. Hillerud. Uh-huh. Up that way.
Uh-huh.
And it was stunning. Aww. It was so beautiful.
When it was snowy?
Yeah. Wednesday last week or whatever it was. Thursday. When it was like in the height of the snowiness in Copenhagen area. Mm-hmm. Not even religious. I stopped and walked around a church when I saw it on a hill. Aww. I was like, this is too picturesque. I'm going to take a minute. And it's really nice to be able to do that. It's beautiful here.
Yeah. There are really, really so many beautiful places to just like hang out in Denmark. Mm-hmm. That's really nice. Mm-hmm. I was thinking before you said the church that there are so many lovely places to walk around. There's so many nice public places to sit on your ass.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Yeah. Not so much when it's -5.
But indoors too.
Indoors too.
Yeah.
Indoors too. There's some lovely places to hang out.
Yeah.
Absalom.
Never been there.
Neither have I. But I've heard it's a great place to hang out.
Okay, well, if Absalon's so great, why don't you guys just go there and take shelter from the storm there? Oh my God, Phil, your house is so lovely to hang out in.
It's lovely. And why does your voice keep changing, Phil?
I mean, technically, this is not a public space. This is how I've sounded the whole time. I don't know why you would insinuate it's different. I think this is
okay.
Bigotry.
Whoa.
From big people.
Sorry, Phil. I'm taken away from your being an amazing host. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Sounded like Abby there.
No, I didn't.
No, okay. Absalon's meant to be cool.
They okay.
Do, yeah.
Oh, and
I've had people from Absalon on the podcast. I'm sorry to say that I haven't been yet.
People like, from that, like, you mean like people who have been to Absalon?
No, like the managers of Absalon have been on. And I've failed in my duty to go and visit their location.
I would say that Absalon is one of the most recommended places that I have had especially when I first moved here. People are like, you got to go to dinner at Absalon.
FYI, Absalon is like a converted church in Vesterbro in Copenhagen. Just for people
and
who are
listening. And they do like shared meal situations. Is this correct?
Yeah. They do communal dinners and stuff like this, which are meant to be really nice. I love Horsens. I love Unsen. They're
really
beautiful places.
Really thought you were just going to say I love horses.
I love horses.
Grateful for horses.
little bit wider than just Denmark, but really loving those horses. Really loving those horses. Okay, back to you.
What I'm grateful for?
Yeah.
I got a dog this year.
Yeah.
In Denmark. A Danish dog.
Is it a great dog? Is it a Great Dane dog? Is it a Great Dane?
It's... Like ethnically speaking, but not as a
it's passport.
Dog's race.
Do dogs need passports? Question.
I think if you are going to travel with them outside of the country, then they do need some kind of paperwork. Okay. Yeah.
And yours would say Danish.
I guess so. Hmm. I mean, well, this is a great question because he's a cockapoo, which means he's a poodle and a cocker spaniel. He's huge. He's huge. So when people find out he's a cockapoo, and if they know what a cockapoo is supposed to look like, they're like, that is a giant. That's a giant dog. He looks, he's like the size of a king poodle.
Yeah.
But anyway, a cocker spaniel would say maybe he's Spanish.
Mm.
But he, yeah, he's a Danish dog. We adopted him as a 1-year-old Danish dog.
Oh, where did you, was it in Copenhagen?
In Copenhagen. Mm. Yeah. Really nice family. And had a really sweet dog, and now it's ours.
Oh, that's nice.
So great.
That's lovely.
His name is Bobby. Oh, yeah. And so I'm grateful for Bobby. Yeah. It was a big one for me this year. But also, like, it's a really nice place to have a dog, Copenhagen.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and it helps me find all these nice places to walk around.
Mm.
I gotta go for walks every day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many nice... I live in Norvest.
Mm-hmm.
So many nice places to walk a dog.
Mm.
So many nice places to take your dog. Then, like... fenced in areas for your dog to be able to run around.
I feel like there's like these little dog communities.
So nice. I've made so many friends since we had a dog. So many friends. Yeah.
Phil, have you ever had a pet dog?
Dogs are giant. Dogs are bigger than horses.
What?
Dogs are so big.
I don't think they're bigger than horses, Phil.
They are bigger than elf horses. They're bigger than Nyssa horses.
Oh, okay.
Nyssa horses are small.
Yes.
Between our legs. Yes.
Yeah. And you can ride them around.
A dog is bigger than a Nyssa horse. Sometimes we ride on them, but you can build a whole platform on a dog back.
Wow.
As though you're like an elephant. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have elf dogs? You have elf horses. Do you have elf dogs?
No, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, Phil.
Absolutely absurd.
My bad.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, well, we sometimes call chihuahuas elf dogs.
I can see why. I can see why. Yeah.
The chihuahas don't like that.
They don't agree.
No, but it doesn't matter because they sound so stupid when they complain.
Can you speak?
Yeah, sure. But we pretend we don't when the chihuahuas are around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awkward.
I know. They're so dumb.
You just hush. You go quiet when the chihuahua is crying.
All I hear is wop, 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 wop.
Okay.
What do they say?
Okay.
But we know exactly what they're saying. They're complaining. Yeah.
They're naggy. They complain a lot.
They're complaining that we're calling them elf dogs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. I'm this is a weird one. I'm grateful that we live in a country that can have a centralist government.
Okay.
That's possible here.
Okay.
I like that.
All right. Go on.
I'm not saying I like the government.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I'm saying
you like the government? You're a royalist. Uh-huh. Yes.
Don't be bringing this up again. Do you know how many security checks I had to do before I went to England last time you said this stuff? I mean, I like the idea that that's a thing that is totally accepted, and we don't have to go to extremes in this country. Like, you can have a central, I say centralist because it's a mix between the left and right.
Mm.
But that's lovely that in this day of extremes, we can have a country where you go like, all right, we're going to talk to like the absolute opposite of the table, and we're going to negotiate how to run things.
Well, I'm grateful that you can be grateful for things like that. I think that's...
Abby's still waiting for the revolution.
I just think that's lovely how much imagination went into that gratitude. That was... No, I think that is really nice. Thanks, Phil. You like that one? Oh, yeah. Phil just high-fived me.
I think you near, like, he's actually passed out. You hit him so hard with the high five.
Oh, my God, Phil, I'm so sorry. Are you, Phil?
What happened?
Owen hit you.
Oh, okay. It must have been an accident.
No, it was on purpose. He hit you on purpose.
Oh, well, he
said, God save the queen, and then he hit you in the face.
No, he probably had a good reason. Is that right?
Okay, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that, in Denmark, there's, like, different silly stuff. I like Nyssa are funny.
Yeah.
I mean, so sorry, Phil. Oh my God, that's so rude.
No, it's actually a compliment coming from a comedian.
Oh, yeah. You're really funny. You'd be a great comedian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure the mic stand would go low enough, but you...
We've got elf mic stands, it's all right. We've actually got everything you have, we have elf.
except dogs.
Cool.
That's cool. That's
yeah,
nice.
That is cool. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I like that stuff. I think that. Yeah, I think Nusa are really cool, Phil. Mm. I think you're really cool. Mm. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm grateful for. Yeah. Like I don't know. I mean, I'm not. The one I say all the time is that I'm grateful for that I live in a country where everybody has healthcare.
Yes.
And I want to almost skip it because I do say it constantly. Mm-hmm. But I really think it feels different to ride, to do everything, every single action you take during the day, if everybody around you knows they can go to the doctor if something goes wrong and will not be bankrupted by that decision, everything feels easier and calmer.
Mm-hmm.
Riding the bus feels different when everybody on the bus has healthcare.
Mm.
It's incredible. And if you know, I've lived here 5 years now. I just celebrated my 5-year anniversary by forgetting about it and then remembering right now on December 8th. And I, you know, I get farther and farther from that feeling, and then I'm reminded of it when I like talk to somebody who. I like just people in my life who like will not go to the doctor because they can't afford it and shit like that. And it's just like, oh, right. Fuck.
Mm.
It's incredible.
It is something that I think I take for granted now.
Yeah.
I actually on the way to the studio, if it wasn't so stormy outside, we would have passed my medical center. And like the amount of times, actually, I haven't gone there that often, but when I needed to, it was so nice to be able to go. I just got to go to see the doctor. Yeah. Even though you have to ring it like between 8 and 8:02 to make an appointment.
Yep.
But if it's free, I'll make sure I make that call.
Phil, do you have elf doctors?
No, we go to normal doctors.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's a bit of a, because we don't want to mess with the system.
Okay.
So we're like, our technology and stuff is one thing, but you know, we pay tax.
Okay, but do you have like normal sized yellow cards?
Yeah.
Oh, how do they fit in those little pockets?
No, we put wheels on them.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
We pull them behind us.
Yeah.
Often you'll think we're just bringing something in a little carry-on. You know, you see kids with them walking around. That's my yellow card.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so inventive.
It's weird though because I'm thousands of years old.
Yeah.
So the digits are a bit weird on it, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, that must be weird.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, thanks for explaining that.
No worries, it's all good.
I'm grateful to get to live in Denmark and not be from Denmark.
Yeah.
I feel like that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes me feel really lucky a lot of the time, and also superior. It's a great mix.
Yeah. It works well for a nice day.
Yeah. It's like, this is great because I have an outside perspective and you guys can't see it.
I agree. Uh-huh. I like sometimes it's difficult being an outsider here.
Uh-huh.
And the longer I'm here, the more I'm like, social norms are not an issue for me anymore, generally speaking, unless I'm in like a super dangerous situation. I'm like, oh, I'm clearly fucking this up somehow.
Uh-huh.
But there's like this weird, I've come to a point, I'm coming up to, I'm 5 years as well now, actually.
Oh. Yeah.
And I've come to a point where I no longer, I'm worried about social norms, but I'm just very aware that I'm not part of them. Uh-huh. They're very much still not mine.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a weird blend. And the language thing is becoming a real
pain. I corrected how he said Nisa before this podcast started.
When we were in the storm.
Like, yeah, and then you said it wrong again, but I was like, okay, then that's just Phil's name.
Wow. He said it wrong?
Well, he said the Nisser.
That's a cool way of saying it.
It was really cool. You're right.
He's a cool dude.
Phil the Nisser. Phil the Nisser. Oh, that's cool. So, I really like it. Can you do the trailer to my video?
You're doing a video, Phil?
Yeah, I'm going to do a video.
Like a music video or?
No, like a whole length video.
A movie. A film.
Yeah.
You're making a film.
A feature length film.
A feature length film.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Well, it's mostly about the trailer, isn't it? I'm going to make a feature length film.
Trailer.
That is the kind of film that makes a good trailer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
And then Abby's going to do the voice.
Okay.
Phil the Nisser.
That's good.
Thanks.
That's really good, Abby.
Thank you so much.
Phil, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why I'm going to make the film. I think it's great. I think it's really good. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. My phone's ringing. Oh, wait. Oh, it's Marius, I think.
Oh, my God.
Hello? Hello?
Marius?
Oh, Abby.
Hi.
What happened, Marius? Where are you? You were behind us, and then I looked around and you were gone.
The storm was too rough. It was too rough. I had to take shelter in a bike shed.
Hiding
in a bike shed. There's foliage. There's branches falling all around me. Oh. Wet leaves are being slapped towards my face.
Oh no!
It's rough.
We're in like a really cute little Nissa cabin.
Yeah, we're in an elf's cabin. Say hello, Phil.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Marius. This is the other host that we were talking about.
Oh, hi, Marius. I'm Phil.
Oh, thank you, Phil, for taking care of my good buddies.
Well, I didn't really have a choice, but you had no problem.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Phil.
Marius, just in case we don't actually...
Another leaf.
Another leaf. Just in case we don't get to the studio and record the Christmas special,
I don't think I'll make it.
Oh, no. We're here just... talking about things we're grateful for in Denmark. I'd love you to join in the conversation.
Nobody's asked me, just so you know, Marius. Nobody's asked me a single time what I'm grateful for. But yeah, what are you grateful for? Let's hear that.
That was Phil. Marius, what are you grateful for?
For this shithole country right now? No, well, I'm sorry. what am I grateful for? I'm very grateful for all the non-Danes who've come to our country.
Fuck yeah.
And has brought color and culture and light and
fuck yeah.
Funny words. Don't ever leave us.
Aww.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a really good one.
Why did you repeat yourself, Phil?
I'm not sure. Sometimes being small is hard.
Marius, can I just say... I'm grateful for you.
Oh, shit. I should have said that.
Yeah, well, you didn't, Abby.
Damn it.
I'm grateful for you. You're a great friend, and you've been a great guide to my life in Denmark.
You know, he was saying such different things before you called.
Different things, but not against him.
Certainly, I hope this podcast hasn't just been a tribute to me. I will make it, but I don't think I'll make it to that. I don't think I'll make it to the studio. I see light somewhere.
Oh, what is it?
I see a green light.
Oh,
a brown facade, some old wood, brown wood. But there's light. There's an orange light coming from within it.
Yes.
There's gun in the window. I think it's a bodega.
I'm gonna
take shelter in the bodega.
Okay.
Come find me there after the show.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Bye, Marius. Merriest Christmas.
And a happy.
Happy New Year.
Have a firmer blanket for me, buddy.
Hey, stay coping.
Thank you, Abby. Love you guys.
Love you.
Keep the show running. Bye bye. Bye bye.
Bye.
Cling, cling, cling. Bye.
Oh, well, I mean, he seemed fine, but I'm not sure that I wouldn't make a great co-host.
I mean, Phil, you're, yeah.
Do you think, I mean, I have my own setup, my own microphone setup, my own elf mic.
You've got your own elf mic?
Yeah, I could bring it by the studio.
Really?
Sure.
Well, I mean, like...
If you want. It seems like you...
Well, we're probably going to record with Marius after the new year. Like, we're probably going to go, like, once the storm, like, this isn't the only time we're recording. So Marius will be coming back to the podcast.
Yeah, you know? That's fine. I mean, he can be on it too, but, like, maybe I...
Oh, okay.
Maybe I could just be a regular host.
Oh, right. You just...
yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, if you want.
Shh, shh, shh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll. That's yeah. That's an idea.
Yeah.
Isn't it, Abby?
I think it's a great idea. Oh, actually,
do you?
Phil.
It's yeah, a great idea.
I actually love the idea.
That Phil, the Phil. Nessa Elf. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I just think, like, you know, then Phil will also be from Denmark, and then there'll be like two Danish hosts.
Yes.
And
well balanced. I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think. I mean, I just think I could really contribute.
I'm sure you have a lot of input, Phil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have had that. You wouldn't have had that knowledge about Chihuahuas without me.
No, we wouldn't. Thank yeah. you. That's a very Danish piece of information. Thank you.
I mean,
but I must say, it was just having Marius on loudspeaker on the phone there. It really felt like yeah. we were together, yeah. and all I wanted to do was, I know we have fun and we're silly on this podcast, but it was really important to get the Xmas holiday special done.
Yeah, yeah. I was for all so our listeners about it,
because at the end of the day, it's all for the listeners. And if
yeah, it's we can't all get for it out, Roger and Debbie
and anybody else who comes up and says those names to us,
yeah.
in public,
it's all for Roger and Debbie and anybody else.
Wait, listen.
Oh no!
Too late!
Oh, the chimes have chimed!
We're not going to make it to the studio. We'll never be able to do the Christmas special!
God.
Oh no!
I'm so disappointed. Honestly, what's crazy about this whole thing is, like, this whole conversation, this whole time we've been here hanging out with Phil, like, this could have made a great podcast.
This would have been brilliant. What a fun conversation we had.
Yeah.
Well. Christmas isn't lost yet.
What?
What do you mean, Phil? I've been recording you.
What?
What?
I think that's illegal.
Well, okay, so, like, it started off with, like, a security thing.
Uh-huh.
I've got my Hey Siri on.
Yeah.
And it just records things, and it's recorded this whole conversation.
No way.
Phil, that's amazing. And as my gift to you, you can have the recording.
What?
Yay!
Oh my gosh.
The Christmas special is saved.
The Christmas special is saved. Phil, you did it. You worked the NISA magic.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, wow. This is incredible. So we can publish this for Roger and Debbie?
Absolutely. And I get some rights to it.
Absolutely.
Sure. No
Phil.
Problem, Phil.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You'll get a cut of the money that we make. Sure.
Yeah, 100%.
This was all a test. I wanted to see if Christmas was inside you, not just the studio. Oh. And by coming into my cabin during this magical storm that I created, you've proven that you love Denmark and all your listeners, and you get to keep the audio.
Oh my God.
Yay.
This is incredible. Yay. Oh, and I'm so happy.
Me too.
Oh, I just wish Marius were here
yeah.
with us.
I know, but he's in a bodega.
Let's go meet him and get drunk.
And to anybody who's listening to this,
Roger, Debbie,
happy holidays and stay coping! See you all next year!
Cope.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.